Mr. Mark King. You owe your new council members and constituents an apology, not only for your comments, but for perpetuating the belief that young ladies, as you say, are not capable of excelling in a new job. It's true. Adult women are totally allowed to have careers now. This is regardless of whether you think you need to apologize or not. Your comments in this context wouldn't be tolerated in many organizations, and that concerns me considering you own a business. In your recent comments, Mr. King, you remarked that you didn't mean to be defamatory with your words. Comments like these are defamatory and misogynistic and continue to perpetuate a negative attitude toward equality for women. Your unsuccessful turn to the People's Party under the far-right rhetoric of the party's leader Maxime Bernier is an example of your core beliefs. Personally, I think these comments come out of fear. Fear of change and fear of progress. North Bay City Council is not a he/she thing, rather it's a group of people trying to move the city forward in a positive way. You say, of course, you would make the same comment about any new councillor. Yet, I haven't heard a comment about the new young guy and his inexperience. Do you think he doesn't know what he is getting into? Experience is not synonymous with hard work or success. The fact is these women got more votes than you because they worked harder than you. Because women have no choice but to work 10 times harder than the average man to prove themselves. Women do not have the privilege of the benefit of the doubt. Mr. King, how do you feel your comments move anyone forward in a positive way? It probably doesn't seem very positive to those you are gossiping about. You go on to say, there seems to be a sense that I wouldn't work that way, but I've always worked that way. Hashtag moving forward positively. Ironically enough, you are supposed to represent all the people of North Bay. You represent women in this community who have years of experience, education, and successful careers. Sir, you need to at the very least address your apologies to your new colleagues and peers for your toxic, and frankly, bullying comments at the onset of the first council meeting. Stop gossiping and start listening to people like your new colleagues on city council. Who knows, you might actually learn something. Alicia Fournier.